To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This week, Ramsey County started what they hope will be a new place to keep the area clear of hazardous materials. The groundbreaking ceremony is only the beginning for the proposed multi-million dollar facility that will become a one-stop shop for disposal and recycling. Now, County Public Health Deputy Director Ray Eaton Frank joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about the upcoming facility and how it will help the community. Hello, Ray. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and I apologize for that mistake. My goodness, you turn one page and you totally forget yourself. There you go. This is a
big... Well, is excited to have me here, so I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, glad you joined us. Okay, Ramsey County breaks ground on new one-stop shop for disposal and recycling in Roseville. First of all, we've been trying our best. I know at my mother's house, she loves the recycling, you know, that you keep on the refrigerator, the magnet, you know, so that you know what to put in and where to put it and that sort of thing. The nice thing about it is that that is constantly changing and getting better. And I don't know if what we're talking about tonight is the one thing that we are hearing more about, but I'm so excited that we know that it's going to be better for disposal and recycling in Roseville specifically. How did it come to be Roseville?
Yeah, well, thank you. And I just, the facility that we are currently, that we broke ground for this past week, the Environmental Service Center, is located in Roseville, but it is a site for the entire county. It's a site that will be and a facility that will be available for all Ramsey County residents. So we want to be really clear and welcoming to all of our residents in Ramsey County. The site that we chose actually came after an extensive search with a real estate firm, actually. We looked all over the county. We also did some community engagement with our residents and asked, what's your drive time, the maximum drive time you'd want to go to reach this facility? And the location that we found, it actually is a site that the county already owned, and it has been used for years for our property, our public works department. But it's a large site that has room for growth and building a facility. So that's how we landed there. It's within about 10, 15 minutes drive of all our residents. And this initiative is part of a larger county initiative called Enhancing Environmental Health Services.
Well, I tell you, the growth of the land, you know, making sure that we have the land to be able to process all of this really means a lot. That's kind of like one of the number one things for me. Am I putting too much in for recycling? Are there other things that I can do instead of, you know, giving a whole lot more that maybe other people are giving a whole lot more to? And it fills up so fast, it seems. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I think that what we're hoping with the Environmental Service Center is that it will be a one-stop shop or a one-stop location, really, for folks to be able to recycle some of the hard-to-recycle items. The main emphasis behind this facility is to expand on our services that we currently offer at Bay West on Empire Drive in St. Paul, which is our household hazardous waste collection site. So this new environmental service center will continue to collect household hazardous waste, which is your paints, your house cleaning chemicals, your yard, sort of your pesticides and herbicides, things that are used in the yard for gardening. And we'll expand on those services that are currently offered at Bay West to make it more convenient for residents.
Right. And this new environmental service center, like you said, located in Roseville, it is already open?
No, the facility that's currently open is what is called Bay West, and it's on Empire Drive in St. Paul. Okay. That's where we currently accept household hazardous waste. We have a reuse room where residents can come and pick up items that are still in conditions that can be used. So a lot of paint comes in and out of there. So that's the current facility. When the new facility is open, the one that we did the groundbreaking for at 1700 Kent Street, we're looking at an anticipated opening date in 2025. The facility at Bay West on Empire Drive in St. Paul will close, and all of those services, plus expanded services, will open at the new facility in Roseville.
It is quite remarkable. It's something that we needed. I know when I see the recycling being picked up, I get very frustrated. It feels as though I'm not doing enough. So if people wanted to know, how can we continue to do more to make sure that the recycling is done well, to make sure that it's in the proper locations? Are all of the locations accepting the same thing, or are there some changes in that?
So the residential pickup will still be the same. And if you're, for residents who are looking for more information about that, one of a very good website is the RamseyRecycles.com. Okay. Where residents can go on and get information about what can be recycled at the curbside, what can go in the bin, what shouldn't go in the bin, that type of thing. And then as far as at the facility, we will be part of what will happen at the Environmental Service Center will be some educational opportunities for the community. So we're hoping this is a space where people can come in, and we'll have our fix-it clinics where residents can come and get items fixed, so that they don't have to be put in the trash. A lot of people bring in fans, vacuum cleaners, and they need pretty simple fixes, but things that people might not necessarily have the resources or the know-how how to do. So that's a service that we currently do at rotating locations throughout the county, and now will be centralized when the Environmental Service Center opens. We'll have a location for the fix-it clinics. We'll also do community education. We will have gardens outside that will give people opportunities to for education around native gardens, pollinator gardens, butterfly gardens, that type of thing. So in addition to the recycling, it's a full environmental center.
Which I think is awesome, by the way. Well done.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's amazing to me how much recycling we really do need to put out. And as you watch it and watch us putting it out, it's got to be a little frustrating from time to time, because it doesn't seem as though we are really making a dent in it all, right? The recycling places that we've had before that have been around for a long time has been really good to us, and we just keep putting it in. However, I get confused with certain things that we can't do anymore. With this particular new movement is what I want to say, because I want more of it. Seriously, yes, I want us to have more of it. I'm just curious to know, how is it that we will know the changes that may happen with this one, right? Maybe all of a sudden you'll find that there's something else you need to do or something else you need to change. Will we get keep getting the information over and over again? Because a lot of times I get the recycling information through the mail, and that's all I ever get at the house. That's it.
Yes.
I want more information. So how do we get that?
Yes. So, again, RamseyRecycles.com is a really great, getting signing up on our Gov delivery, which you can sign up at Ramsey at Ramsey County. There's a environmental newsletter that we send out every. I don't know if it was every month. I think it's a little bit further spaced out now. But there are opportunities to get on that e list so that you're getting things into your email box. We do have a page. Ramsey County has a page on Facebook, as well as other social media platforms, and there are updates on those pages as well about what the Environmental Service Center and the other recycling opportunities. And then we also have a 633-EASY, 651-633-EASY, which is a hotline, answer 24/7 that people can call in with questions. So if you're wondering about what can go in the recycling or have any other kind of questions about our services, you can either call 651-633-EASY or send an email to askeh@ramseycounty.com.
So now the question,
a whole different opportunities.
Right. A whole different opportunity. Now, the cost for this center was $29.7 million. Do you think you'll need to add on to that sooner than later?
The budget for the facility and what the board approved was the $29.7 million, and that's for the entire the design and the building of the facility. And then as far as this question, like adding on to the budget or adding on to the building?
Adding on to the building, it's if this is going to happen and it stays there for a long time. I mean, I go back and I look at recycling. I've been doing it for so long since my first house in 1980, you know, and you have to go and find these places. And a lot of them are still in place, which is very exciting. Are you looking to see or to create more of these, or you feel like we have enough?
Well, the center is being designed with the opportunity that if we are looking for expansion in the future, we'll be able to do that.
Okay.
And I know there are lots of things. We've done several sessions of community engagement and listened to community and heard from our residents about what people want at these facilities. And we know that people really want a more extensive reuse opportunity. We've had community really asking for building reuse, so a place that if you're doing any type of deconstruction or construction on your home, that you can take materials and get materials. So we've heard a lot of things and great ideas from residents, and some things we're not going to initially be able to when we open our doors in 2025. So, yes, I see there is room for expansion and growth.
I just think it's remarkable. We need to do it, and we're doing it. I mean, thank you so much for leading us with this and making sure that we all know about what is happening. Of course, you can always go to RamseyRecycles.com. I want to make sure I have that correct. Recycles.com if you want more information. And if people want to go by and just see it and maybe get a pamphlet, can they give us a pamphlet that may update us on what can be put in that particular location, where we can place things, make sure that we are on top of it? Because some people, I've actually had some younger people say, oh, yeah, I get that recycle thing. I just throw it away. You know, I figure it's going to just go.
Oh, man. I'm glad to hear. I'm excited to hear that you look for it in the mail, as I do, too. And that it sounds like maybe you have some family members who put that up on their fridge, which is I do. I take it around my green guide, and I put it up on the fridge with a magnet and refer to it throughout the year.
It's there.
Cities also have information and send out mailers, so that's something to look for.
Okay.
As well, because the individual cities also have, there are some nuances and differences city by city, and so look for those mailings and information that comes out from your cities as well.
I look forward to it every year. Jill Ahlberg-Yo, thank you so much for joining us, the co curator of the exhibit. This is really, I keep getting this wrong, by the way. I keep getting it wrong. I keep looking at this name to make sure I get it right. So please forgive me. Ray Eden Frank, Ramsey County Public Health Deputy Director, thank you so much for working on this, for making sure that this follows through. I know you have a whole team working to get this done.
We do.
And it's done. It is done. I want to go see it just to see it, you know?
Well, the groundbreaking's done. You can go by. There's a sign that will show you a picture. If you go on our website and look for Enhancing Environmental Health Services, or actually if you just Google Ramsey County Environmental Service Center, we do have a video. We have a flyover so you can get a visual of what it's going to look like. If you drive by the facility on 1700 Kent Street, there is now a sign that shows what the facility will look like. And I really appreciate you taking the time and bringing energy and attention to this and highlighting recycling and environmental issues as well.
Well, it really matters. What you do really matters, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too. Have a wonderful night.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.